casino. Dale Schrader looking over. Aaron kind of grimacing a little bit, but he's going to stick it out here. That'll bring Taylor Foray to the plate. In the seventh spot of the batting order, but still got to assume that bunt week would be coming right here from Taylor Foray. As Graves set, we'll watch Taylor's top hand. No indication of a bunt right there as he looks at a pitch down and away. 3-2 our score. As a big spot right here. Flames down to their final six outs, trailing by just one. Just need one. Net with his lead from first. Not much of a lead. Now he inches a little farther. Graves right back. That pitch in there for a strike. One and one the count. As Graves gets a sign from his catcher, Tyler Mitis. Ready, set. That pitch missing low. Net with a good read, and it gets back. The catcher, Mitis. Aaron's in the scoring position on the wild pitch. Mitis just didn't find it. Net saw it right away. Made a move right off, right out of the box. He's in at second now. 2-1 now if you're Dale Schrader. Do you move him over again? Get him to third. Foray, 1-for-3 on the day. Graves set, 2-1 the count. Squaring the bunt. Bunting foul. Taylor unable to get the ball down. 2-2 the count. Here. So Taylor Foray is going to look to get him over another way. Try to get that guy to third base. Wouldn't hate knocking him in either, I would assume. Derek Graves set. That pitch hit up the middle and through. That will be waved and he will be held at third. It gets past the center fielder and Aaron Knapp's going to come home with the tying run. The center fielder, Joe Zawicki, came up, had the ball scoot past him. We're now to that three here in Broughton. Holy Lumberjacks defense have let them down. It'll be a single and an error. He was being held at third base. Got to give an error to the center fielder Zawicki there. Aaron Nett does not score if Zawicki fields that cleanly, and we're tied at three. 3-3 the score. Max Carlson to the plate. Taylor Foray at first base. Unreal. First pitch missing for a ball right there. One and hold the count. Squaring the bunt, taking for a strike right there was Max Carlson. Official score here in the press box, 121 pitches for Derek Graves. Derek will have a lazy Sunday tomorrow, filled with some ice and some ibuprofen. One and one the count. Ready, set. Carlson squares late, bunts it right back to Graves. He's only got one play, though, and that's the first, and it's in time. Sacrifice in order as Foray ends up at second. Do a job, Max Carlson, and he did it. 1-3, one away. Joel Klein to the plate. The logic up here in the press box is, well, who cares? He's a drafty. Bury that guy on the mound. Throw him 200 pitches. Go-ahead run is at second base now for Joel Klein into the batter's box. He had a big single his last time up on the first pitch. Graves looking in. And we're going to get time here. And Tyler Mitis going to go out and have a word. Midas and Graves, their powwow comes to an end. Klein into the box. Graves set. First offering. That's it in the air to right field. Right fielder has it measured. He'll make the catch. Will Noah Winkleman. No chance at tagging for Taylor Foray. F9 to retire Joel Klein. Mitchell Thielen. Mitchell's had a nice day today. He steps in. He's reached three times. Scored a run. He's doubled. He's singled. Reached on an error. Came around to score. Reached on an error and scored on an error. He was the one who went to third base. That Brad Mergen single, they tried getting him at third. It got past that third baseman, Tony Stay. Trickled down the line. And Thielen got scoot home. Graves set. First offering is hit in the air to left center field. That ball's going to drop. Coming around to score is 4A. And the Flames lead by one. An RBI single. Have a day, Mitchell Thielen. 4A comes around to score. First pitch swinging, knocks it into left center field, and Mitchell Thielen with the RBI single. Four-three Flames lead. Two in the seventh and two in the eighth for Farming. Aaron Eink to the plate. I think he's had a rough day. As he did get a sacrifice bunt his last time up, but he was 0 for 3 before that with three strikeouts. Swing through the first pitch from Derek Graves right here. 4-3 Farming, top of the eighth inning. Graves set. That pitch popped up, fouling on a play, and Eink's in a hole at 0-2. Aaron's thinking, been there. Hit by a pitch, single, and an error. After a wild pitch, got Aaron Nett to score off that single. Taylor Foray comes around to score on a Mitchell Thielen RBI knock. 4-3 Farmers. 0-2 pitch, down and away. Eink lays off, count now 1-2. Good ball here today. Heard good ball in Dassel earlier on KASM. More of the same here in Broughton. Hope that stays true the rest of the afternoon, the rest of August. As the 1-2 pitch, able to check his swing right there is Aaron Eink. 2-2. Looks like the draftee is warmed up down in the bullpen for Foley. Got to assume Derek Graves is nearing the end of his rope here. 2-2 the count. Graves set. 2-2. On the corner, strike three, and Eink is out on strikes for the fourth time today. As that does it for Farming in the eighth, but what an eighth it was. They come across with two runs on two hits. Another big Foley error. One runner left on base. After 7.5, Farming now leads for the first time today by a score of 4-3. Bottom of the eighth inning. That's coming up in 1 minute here on KASM. As we head to the bottom of this, the eighth inning. Bottom eight here in Broughton. Mike Byer to lead things off. Looks at a strike, swings at a strike. He saw a ball in there as well. Count is now 1-2. Brad Mergen still on the mound for Farming. Bottom of the eighth here. 1-2 pitch, up and away. We got Jordan Roos now warming up in the Farming bullpen. We saw Jacoby Anderson before. Jordan Roos, the draftee from Roscoe, now warming up at the Flames pen. 2-2 the count. 2-2 pitch, good take right there from Mike Byer. Fills it up at 3-2. And to the count. Payoff pitch. Fouled at home plate. And Byer stays alive at 3-2. into the count. Brad looking for that big first out here. 3-2 pitch, laced to center and a solid knock for Mike Beyer. Clutch hit for Mike Beyer as he gets the party started here in the eighth for Foley. Big knock and a veteran at bat right there for Beyer as he's aboard at first. Cameron Jurek to the plate. No signs indicated. No signs even put on for Foley. As we'll see, Jurek not squaring the bunt as Mergen's pitch missing high. Derek Graves' pitch count was high. Got to assume Brad Mergen's is well above triple digits as well as the 1-0 pitch in there for a strike. 118 from Bradley. Just getting loose. One and one the count. Brad's 1-1 pitch. That's missing up the play. That's 2-1. And one the count. Brad set. 2-1 pitch. High ball 3. 3-1. Jurek on the day is 1-for-3. Brad's got to come with one here. 3-1 pitch. He did. That pitch misses inside. It's a single and a walk to start the Lumberjack eighth. That'll get Dale Schrader out of the dugout. Brad might have to do some politicking here in the eighth inning. First and second, nobody out. At the bottom of the order, Zawicki, Keeler, and Hammers do up. Dale's looking Brad right in the eye. And it looks like it's going to remain Brad Mergen's game right now. So the powwow will come to an end, and it's going to stay in the hands of the Farming Ace. Got to anticipate that Joe Zawicki will be bunting here. Tying run will be moved to third. Go-ahead run moves to second. Mike Beyer was having a powwow with him, Cameron Jurek, Zawicki, and the acting third base coach, Mitch Keeler. So Zawicki stands in. Beyer is lead from second. Zawicki squares. Pitch missing high for a ball. Pitch misses for a ball right there. Brad set, squaring is Zawicki. Pops that bunt up and out of play. Again, the bunting has been subpar from what we've seen in playoff baseball. Foley Lumberjack dugout. Somebody yelled out, come on, Joe, get it down. Brad's a tough guy to hit, too. Tough guy to bunt. 4-3 the score. Mergen set at the belt. Zawicki squares. He bunts this one foul. Zawicki in a hole at 1-2. One and two the count. The bunt with two strikes. Not after that bunt, I don't think. First two weren't even close. Not like he picked the foul line and it just trickled foul. Brad set, squaring the bunt. Bunting foul, out on strikes will be Joe Zawicki. Mergen with a big fist bump on the mound. So Zawicki tries the two-strike bunt and bunts it into his dugout for a big first out. We got Sam Keeler re-entry right here. But Keeler's back in business. First offering to Keeler. That's missing inside for a ball. Mergen set. 1-0 pitch, missing low, gobbled up by Chad Mergen. That's kind of all over the yard right now. Two and oh the count. 4-3 is our score in favor of Farming. Bottom of the eighth inning. First and second, one away. Mike Byers singled. Cameron Jurek walked. 2-0 pitch. That's right down Broadway for a strike. What a day of baseball. We're just scratching the surface. Montgomery, St. Martin, an hour away scheduled time. 2-1 pitch, tapped up the first base line. Aaron Nett will field, flip it over to Brad Mergen, who drops the ball. No, he was off the base, throw behind third, and it gets away from Aaron Eich. And coming around to score will be Mike Byer. Are they both going to get the come? They do. The ball got out of play. Byer comes across the score on the errant throw from Mergen, and Urich will as well, as the ball got out of play. It skipped over the fence on the throw from Brad Mergen. It was a flip from Aaron Nett on a squibber up the first base line. Nett flipped it kind of awkwardly to Brad Mergen, and Brad was unable to get a foot on the base. Mike Byer with a big turnaround third. Brad tried to throw behind, unable to do so. He threw the ball out of play. Byer and Urich come around to score. We've seen some costly errors today, none more costly than that one right there. And that'll be the afternoon for Brad Mergen. Mergen is lifted, and it'll be a drafty from Roscoe. Jordan Roos coming in to pitch. Keeler will reach on an error. So are we giving two errors on the play, boys? Base hit and an error. Okay. So Keeler will reach on a base hit, and then the air coming by Brad Mergen's throw behind at first base. So Mergen's going to go out to right field as Jordan Roos, the drafty from Roscoe. 121, 29 pitches on the day for Brad Mergen. What a wild seventh, a wild eighth thus far. We've only got one out yet. As Jordan Roos warming up, the draftee from Roscoe. Yes. Brad Mergen in right field. As Craig Klein, who is actually due up second this inning, come out of the game. Jordan Roos just finishing his warm-up pitches. So Roos will be in that Craig Klein spot, I believe, the cleanup spot. As Roos' last warm-up pitch, what an inning. What a game. We've seen a single, walk, strikeout on a bunt attempt, unable to get the bunt down on three tries for Joe Zawicki. Sam Keeler just nubs one up the right side that Aaron Nett fields. And then tries flipping over to Brad Mergen. Brad unable to get a foot on the base. Saw Mike Byer far off third. Tried throwing behind and threw it away. Skipped over the fence. Byer and then Cameron Jurek came around to score. And that's the afternoon for Brad. First pitch from Jordan Roos to Hunter Hammers is in there for a strike. It's a big spot here all of a sudden. It's a one-run game right now in favor of Foley, and Roos and Farming need to keep it right here. Roos, a long pause. One-strike pitch from two Hammers, missing down and away. Hunter, a couple walks today, a couple runs scored. 0-for-1 with a bounce out to Brad Mergen back in the fifth. Roos set at the shoulders. 1-1 pitch is low, now 2-1. 2-1. Roos looking in. Jordan, the number one pick out of Stearns County League South Division. As the 2-1 pitch, down and away now 3-1. This is the 9 hitter of the batting order, mind you. Hammers has been walked twice already. Three and one. Roos looks in. He set at the shoulders. Long pause. 3-1. That's laced into left field. We'll watch Keeler run. He's being held at third. So it'll be first and third and one away. Sam Keeler. That ball was hit right at Mitchell Thielen. First and third, top of the order, Noah Winkelman. It's a big spot. Got to keep this game right here. If you're Jordan Roos, Chad Merck is out to talk to him right now. Maybe some first and third talking. Good speed on the base pass as Hunter Hammers did some scooting around the bases a couple times already. Winkelman, he's got 3 hits on the day. This is not the guy Farming wants to see in the batter's box. 3 singles and a fly out to short. Hammers goes with the pitch as it's fouled into the netting right up near us. So Jordan Roos getting ahead of Noah Winkelman. Roos fell behind Hunter Hammers. That got him in trouble. 3-1 pitch was laced to left as a pickoff attempt. Had the runner leaning as Hammers may be moving again here. Back safely. Five for the score in favor of Foley. Lumberjacks looking to get to the second round. Farming trying to keep this right here. Pickoff attempt again and back safely. It's Hunter Hammers. One strike to count. Roos set right at the face. That pitch is smacked on the right field line. Foul. Running with the pitch was Hammers, but it's fouled on the right field line. Winkelman's in a hole at 0-2. Roos would love a punch out right here. And to the count. Roos set. Long pause again. There goes the runner. That pitch is hit on the ground to first. Coming home with it. Play at the plate. Safe at the plate. Chad Mergen couldn't hang on. A low throw from Aaron Nett. And a big run comes across as Sam Keeler touches home. And we're going to give an error on the Farming first baseman. They say a good throw would have had him, and I'd have to agree. Breaking with the play was Sam Keeler. Nett's throw came home. A little bit up the line. In the dirt as well. Chad Mergen couldn't pick it. 3 runs in here in the 8th inning for Foley. They now lead 6-4. First and second with one away. And Tyler Midas to the plate. Roos set. First offering to Midas. Missing down and away. Who gets the 9th for the Lumberjacks? Derek Graves has gone the distance, but he's been sitting in the dugout for quite a while now. There goes the runner, and stealing third base. As now the ball gets away, and nope, they're just going to leave it right there. And we're going to get another error. And so Hunter Hammer steals third. Ball gets away on the throw by Chad Mergen. Just squirts towards the shortstop. It'll be an error as Winkelman advances to second base. Now second and third. Flames can't buy an out right now, and they're going to need one. Infield's going to come in here. 2-0 the count to Tyler Midas. Roos steps off. Timing messed up a little bit right there. Jordan set. 2-0 pitch, hit on the ground. Ike looks the runner back, throws over to first, brings the net off the base, but Aaron's able to come off and get back to the bag. Big out right there to retire Midas, 5-3 for out number 2. breaking instantly right there was Hunter Hammers, but he just tried messing with Aaron Eich a little bit as he went back to the base. 6-4 the score. Tony Shea to the plate. Jacks would love a knock right here. Double their lead. Good speed at second and Winkleman. Should score on a single. Bruce's first offering, cut on and missed. One strike to count now to Tony Stay, the eighth man to bat for Foley here in the eighth inning. Got three runs in here in the eighth. Bruce's one-strike pitch is cut on and missed, and Jordan's ahead 0-2. The count. Bruce trying to get the Flames in the dugout. Right-hander set. 0-2 pitch. That is hit in the air. Short left field. Long run. Coming on, Mitchell Thielen. He's camped under it and will make the catch flat-footed for out number three, and that does it for the Lumberjacks in the eighth. What an eighth inning it was for Foley. They scored three runs on, I believe, just three hits. Three runs on three hits. One, two, three farming errors, and two runners left on base after eight complete. 6-4 our score in favor of Foley. Last wraps for the Flames. That's coming up in the ninth inning, and you'll hear it on KESM in 1 minute.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Tonight we go in last wraps for the Farming Flames, and coming in a lefty from Rough River, the River Bandits of Rough River, will be Tyler Kronstadt. Kronstadt, lefty, makes his way onto the mound. He's looking to get three outs. It'll be Brad Mergen, Craig Klein, Chris Lessler. So Klein will re-enter in that Roos spot. Roos is in that, Jordan Roos was the draftee. He came into that spot, so Kronstadt. Two-run lead for Foley. Lumberjacks trying to advance. First pitch to Mergen. Lefty-lefty matchup. That's in there for a strike. Good hook right there. Tyler Kronstadt. So Dylan Graves' afternoon comes to an end. 1-0, one strike hit, excuse me, Mergen. That's missing for a ball. Evens it up at 1-1. Base runners here for Farming. 1-1 pitch. Brad. Check his swing. Are they going to appeal? They are not. They checked at first, and did they call it a strike? They did. So it is 1-2. Brad was unable to check his swing. 1-2 the count as they appealed at first. 1-2 pitch in there. Strike three. Brad is out on strike. He goes down looking. Out number one. Sixteenth strikeout of the day. Flames with 16 strikeouts here today. Craig Klein to the plate. Farming down to the last two outs here. They trail by it, too. Hits the Kronstadt to Klein. Back foul. Craig got barrel on that thing. A little early, though. Baseball fans, don't turn your dial off cap of the day. Got the name on Montgomery, live from Dassel, coming up after this as the one-strike pitch. Missing, apparently, right there. Ends it up at 1-1. That's at 5 for a scheduled start time. Then at 7:30 this evening, Cold Spring Springer. 1-1 pitch. Off the plate for a ball. 2-1 the count. Stay tuned after the game as well. Don't forget, we'll name our Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. Kronstadt 2-1, pop foul and out of play. Now 2-2.
Is that last one?
Yeah, so they're ready to go pretty quick. Over it.
That's ready. Well, they can start 4-5.
2-2 the count. stat. Looks in. Here he comes. 2-2 pitch. Klein taps the foul at the third base line. Greg's putting a nice at-bat together here.
We got 4:22. That game will start at 5 o'clock, we're told.
We'll be on time. That last up will be a victory. Last up the win over Detroit Lake. Congrats to the last from Lakers. Kind of rubbing dad on that one. He must have got hurt, that's what I think he hit that thing about... right above his hand, and Kleiner is not feeling so well. Craig getting his way back into the batter's box. He was replaced for Cody Fourier in right field earlier today. Wants to hit here, though. 2-2 pitch. Guide into left field. Left fielder hammers under it. Makes the catch. Two away. Kronstadt gets the first two men out. Yeah, Craig Klein is not feeling good at all. He's making his way back to the dugout right now. Wanted to give it a shot right there. Would have been interesting if he would have hit a gap as Wessler steps into the batter's box. Final prayer for the Flames. Look to the first pitch strike. Wessler pitched a couple times on an error, and he was hit by a pitch. One strike pitch. Hit on the ground board first. Gobbled up by the first baseman. He'll step on the bag, and it's a 6-4 victory for the Foley Lumberjacks here today. In the route, Flames go in order in the ninth. No runs, no hits. There were no Foley hitters. Nobody left on base.